This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. As Chicago's mayoral race heats up, property taxes have become a topic of intense debate between the candidates. And it's a topic that matters to residents. Ken Cox isn't sure he can afford to stay in his West Rogers Park house with his property taxes pushing $10,000 a year.
I pay attention to every single race. I vote in every election. But this one in particular, because it's sort of a game of who's not going to raise them.
Here to break down where the two candidates in the April runoff election stand on the issue, WBEZ City Politics reporters Tessa Weinberg and Mariah Wolfel. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Tessa, let's start with Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson. What does he say he'll do about property taxes?
Well, Johnson, you know, he's vowed not to raise them. He says people are being displaced because of high property tax bills, and he argues the city is balancing the budget, you know, on the back of working class people. So instead, he's really pointed to creating lots of new forms of revenue to raise millions for the city. And he said it's to make, quote, the ultra rich pay their fair share. Some of the things he's proposed is reinstating a big business head tax on companies that do a majority of their work in the city, increasing the tax on the sale of high-end properties, increasing the city's hotel accommodations tax. You know, he's also since backpedaled from some of his ideas, like a commuter tax on suburban metro riders, and he's called his budget plan a, you know, living document.
And Mariah, what about former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis? What's his stance on property tax increases?
Well, Vallis agrees that property taxes contribute to displacement, but he leaves himself some wiggle room when he talks about them, you know, essentially saying that raising property taxes is a last resort. He says he would cap the city's property tax levy, but it's unclear if he'd raise taxes before that cap or if he'd leave himself room to do so down the line. This has been a point that Johnson has pressed Vallis on at recent debates.
The truth of the matter is he has not put forth a budget plan, because when he put forth the budget plan 4 years ago, he came in ninth place. So he decided to only put three sentences up on his website because he's going to raise property taxes.
Here's Vallis, who, for the record, does have more than three lines about his budget plans on his website, responding to that line of criticism.
I'm going to take a holistic approach and long-term planning approach to budgets, and I'm going to look at all aspects of the budgets to ensure that we can meet critical needs while holding the line on property taxes.
Where Johnson and Vallis do agree, though, is that they would undo Mayor Lori Lightfoot's policy that ties property tax increases automatically to the rate of inflation each year.
Tessa, help us to better understand why property taxes are so important. How does the city use that money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so property taxes go towards schools, city services, libraries, and they come from multiple government agencies like Cook County, you know, that the mayor doesn't control. But the city's increase each year largely goes to pay for public employee retirements. And that payment is very big because the city's pensions have for decades been severely underfunded. So that's the never-ending challenge for the city's mayor. How will they continue to make these required pension contributions? And both candidates have said that they'll keep making those payments even in a fiscal downturn, but without raising property taxes. Experts say that might be difficult.
Yeah, you talked to some fiscal experts about the two candidates' statements on property taxes. Mariah, how are these experts reacting?
Well, the ones we spoke to say that part of the reason the city's in this pension crisis to begin with is because politicians avoided property tax increases for years because raising property taxes is unpopular. Amanda Cass is an assistant professor at DePaul University who researches public finance.
We kind of can't have it both ways. We can't, like, properly fund the pension system and reduce property taxes.
Cass, you know, says that that's the ugly reality of city finances.
WBEZ City Politics reporters Mariah Wolfel and Tessa Weinberg, thank you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.